I have always been fascinated by time travel, always, since I was a kid. And some of you may know, others may not, that my late aunt, Dr. Shafika Karegula, was one of the country's foremost in psychic projection, psychic investigations, remote viewing. She wrote a book called Breakthrough to Creativity a long time ago and died strangely. Our family still continues to wonder exactly what happened to her. An electrical appliance fell in, though we sometimes think it was tossed in, to a tub where she was taking a bath, and she had lived in the Los Angeles area. It was just a very strange situation. But she had been working on some things that I thought were pretty darn earth-shattering. Earth-shattering indeed. So about a year ago, a friend of mine got me in touch with a couple individuals who claim that they were working on some mechanism of time travel. So that fascinated me. I've been in touch with them for the last year or so, culminating with an experiment that took place shortly after Christmas. A mini experiment first that seemed to work, where they put an object away 2 days or so before the event, and they put me through a series of tests, and I was able to find it. So don't think of this as I originally did. When I heard the word time travel, I thought I was going to strap myself into an H.G. Wells machine, and the machine and I would take off into a never-never land and go somewhere, and I'd get out, and I'd be back to the future. That did not happen, and that is not what it was by any means. I'm not sure if we will ever be able to do that, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm not Stephen Hawking. I'm not Michio Kaku by any means. I don't know whether we will physically be able to travel in time with machine and get out and physically be there. But I will tell you this, and this is what was so strange about all this. I do believe that there is a possibility that you might be able to travel with your mind back into time and also into the future. Into the future, I did not go. We didn't even try that. I believe that there are dimensions, parallel dimensions, there are time warps, there are things there that we really do not understand right now, that we may have the capability of traveling into eventually. And what happened with me over the past week or so, to me, seemed more like some kind of dream hypnotism, remote viewing, where my thoughts might have been induced, but I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I'm just as confused as I was when it started. But I will tell you about the two events that I presented that I wanted to go back into time to travel with, and the results of what those are. And then we'll go to a break and come back with open lines for the rest of this hour. One, of course, was the Dark Ages, and let me address that for a moment. There have always been thoughts that something very strange happened during the mid-6th century, around 530 to 600 plus A.D. They call it the Dark Ages, and for really one of several reasons. One reason was it was the fall of the Roman Empire. It was just about over during that period, and there was a period of social upheaval. So a lot of people called it the Dark Ages then. But then there's another group of people who said, oh, no. Something happened then. And I want to read you some excerpts of people who have written about some very strange things. Now, here's one from a historian, Flavius, who wrote, "The sun seems to have lost its wonted light and appears of a bluish color. We marvel to see no shadows of our bodies at noon, to feel the mighty vigor of the sun's heat wasted into a feebleness." Now, that was written around AD 536. Another writer writes, "During this year, a most dreaded portent took place, for the sun gave forth its light without brightness, and it seemed exceedingly like the sun in eclipse, for the beams it shed were not clear." Another historian named Lytus writes, "The sun became dim for nearly a whole year, so the fruits were killed at an unseasonable time. And another historian called Michael writes, the sun became dark and its brightness lasted for 18 months. Each day it shone for only about 4 hours, and still this light was only a feeble shadow. The fruits did not ripen and the wine tasted like sour grapes. So something indeed happened a long time ago. Something happened indeed. So when I was induced, and this is what they did, is they put a helmet on me that had in the front two things that covered my eyes, but I was able to see them. So they weren't that close to my eyes, but and they revolved, and they went faster and faster and faster. It almost put me into a trance-like state. They played vibrations, special vibrations, tones in my ear, and then they had some kind of a pulse generator which was connected that touched the back of my neck, okay? It didn't shoot any sparks into me or anything like that, but it did have a special pulse to it. And it put me into a very relaxed state. And that's why I believe that hypnotism was pretty evident in this experiment. And, you know, they knew the region that I wanted to go to, so it wasn't one of those things where I just kept it to myself. And what seemed to be like hours was really only a moment of minutes. And I was able to sense something in the Dark Ages that was unusual. I mean, I felt the darkness, but it was not successful. I didn't feel as if an asteroid had hit, or as some believe that Mount Vesuvius may have exploded during that period. I didn't get that feeling. So as far as I'm concerned with the Dark Ages, I found that to be unsuccessful. However, I had also asked them to send me back to July 1947 around Roswell, New Mexico, and gave them information on that period too, from July 4th to around the 9th. And we set the stage with my mind, and off I went. And I got to tell you, this one was weird, because what I felt and what I felt that I saw was this. I was outside. Now, when I say outside, I wasn't there physically again. I mean, it's like you're in a dream. But I was outside a hospital where I saw nuns all over the place and a glowing object. And this object, much like what they described during the Kecksburg situation in terms of it doing a zigzag, I saw that. I absolutely saw that. And I guess that was in that period that I thought something was going to happen. And, you know, I didn't see anybody that, you know, I would have heard, you know, with Stanton Friedman mentioning Mac Brazel, the rancher, and people like that. It was none of that. I didn't see army troops scurrying all over the place. And I surely didn't see a crashed object in bodies. It was none of that. But what I did see was a hospital of nuns near Roswell. Might have been in Roswell, even though the crash occurred way outside of Roswell. But I did see an object. And, you know, I've never seen a UFO in real life, but I finally saw one in the state of mind that I was in. And when I came out, I did a little investigating into that. And I am told that indeed there is or was a hospital around Roswell that was run by the Catholic Church, and that some nuns during that period witnessed a UFO. I found that to be very strange, because I did not know that. Until I've come back. So was it successful? I don't know. But I'll tell you, it was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever gone through, because when it was all done, I was totally exhausted, mentally drained, and it took a couple days to kind of recuperate from what I went through. And at least for now, I don't think I'm going to go through that again. And I left it with the feeling that whatever we do, wherever we can move into, whatever plane we can get into, you can do it with your mind, because there's something there, folks.